The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went up the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called a Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of the Lord. Very, very little is known about Simon and Jude. They're probably the least known of all the apostles. They come towards the end of the list. I tried to do a little research and I could only find out some sparing facts. Saint Simon, called Simon the Cananean or Simon the Zealot, in the Eastern Church, they have a strong tradition that he was the bridegroom at the wedding feast of Cana, Simon the Cananean. And he's called the Zealot because he was so zealous that even after that he left everything to follow our Lord. Jude, considered the brother of James the Lesser, children of Mary of Clopas. So at the foot of the cross was Mary, her sister Mary of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. So Jude and James were cousins of our Lord Jesus. And so Jude is often depicted with an image of Christ over his chest, a medal of Christ, because he looked so much like our Lord as his first cousin. They are celebrated together because it's not totally certain where they went right after, you know, our Lord sent him out, but they united in Persia and suffered martyrdom together. Simon is often shown with a large sword and Jude with an axe. So it wasn't a very pretty martyrdom for either of them. I only know a tiny, tiny bit. Stories of St. Jude, he's the patron saint of hopeless causes, or impossible causes. When I was at Notre Dame, I met a young man there who was also a student, and he was not Catholic. He had dated a girl in high school. They broke up, didn't date all that long. She also went on to Notre Dame. Well, when they get there, she becomes very popular. She's a beautiful woman. She starts hanging out in different crowds. He thinks, man, she's gone, right? There's no chance. Well, he goes through a conversion process at Notre Dame. He accepts the primacy of the Pope, devotion to Mary. Well, then he discovers the intercession of the saints, and he discovers St. Jude. He is confirmed his senior year in the Catholic Church, and he goes afterwards, and he goes down to the grotto, the shrine of Our Lady, and he prays to St. Jude. If the intercession of the saints is real, and you really are the patron saint of impossible causes, make her fall in love with me and get married to me, and I will name my first son Jude. 15 years later, Jude is the eldest of 6 siblings. He believes very strongly in the intercession of the saints. Against all odds, she falls in love with him again, and they have a happy marriage. The only other story I know about St. Jude is my mom used to pray for my younger brother Matthew often to St. Jude when she thought he was a hopeless cause, and he turned out pretty good. St. Simon and Jude, pray for us.